Welcome to Good Shepherd Sunday. I ask a question: how and where do you hear Jesus speak to you? Or do you not hear Jesus speak, and what keeps us from hearing him? And I think in that very first reading, we kind of hear some of the reasonings why we don't hear him. Paul and Barnabas are joyfully proclaiming and spreading the word of God through the proclamations of the gospel. And what happens with the Jewish leadership? The words in the reading are jealousy and violence. Those, I would say, kept them from hearing the word of God from Jesus Christ. Where in our own lives do we have things that keep us from hearing Jesus in our daily lives? I think one of the biggest things is we don't have enough silence in our lives. We don't have time or make time to reflect and be in the presence of God. And we need to make that time. It has been a life-changing part of my prayer life of finding space to be in Jesus' presence in silence so he can speak to us. In the gospel, Jesus is leading us. He's our shepherd. My sheep know me, and I hear them, and they follow me. Isn't that powerful? And I started reflecting upon all of that as preparing for today, and I thought, how many times in my life has Jesus been with me and I didn't recognize it until I reflected back and realized he was there? And one of the parts of my life that I hadn't thought of in years, I was around 10 years old, and I fell out of a tree fort. It's about 25 feet up in the air. I had no injury. I walked away. There's no question that God had his hand on me that day. And I reflect upon my mom. And I do that because today being Mother's Day, and we honor and we have great memory of our mothers. But my mother was a saint. She was an angel. And one of nine kids, and my youngest brother had Down syndrome. He had many multiple birth defects. In the last 10 years of my dad's life, he spent putting together with the diocese three homes to give my brother Tim a place to live when mom and dad couldn't take care of him. And my brother ended up passing away in 1992. And it wasn't until I reflected upon it that I realized that God was in that. My initial reaction to all that was not, I was mad, I was angry with God. I didn't understand. My mom and dad did all this work to have Tim taken care of. What I realized was God said, Tim, you were taken care of beautifully and loved by your parents and family. Now it's my turn to take care of you because it's going to be better for you. My mother was going to be by herself. My dad passed away later that year. And the best place for my brother, God knew, was to bring him home. My brother was an angel. He couldn't speak, but he knew how to communicate. And he brought love into our household that we didn't have prior to. When he was born, my dad was not wanting to bring him home. The doctors were saying, do not. You don't have the ability to take care of him. And in the mother's love, she had nothing to do with that. And Tim came home and became this glorious angel for my family, where today, all eight of us, when we come together, the love that we share and the joy that we share, it's the best place for me to be whenever I can go there. And I know that that was part of Tim's life to bring to us. Where else in our lives have we seen God working through us? It's simple. When we go to the grocery store, have you gone to the grocery store before and you've gone in there thinking, I'm going to go in there real quick, I'm going to get one thing, and I'm going to come right back out again, and you end up running into somebody, and you end up being there for 30, 45 minutes to an hour, and you realize afterwards either you needed that conversation or they needed that conversation. That is God speaking through us in our daily lives. Our spouses and our children, there is conversations that come through God, through them, throughout our day. The love of the sacrament of our marriage, the love of a mother to their children, is all through God and how He communicates to all of us all of the time. So my challenge to all of us is to go this week, think back in your life, where is those spots where God was there and you didn't recognize it then, but you can look back and see. And then use those opportunities to see where He's working right now. Amen.